Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Good evening. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be talking about cancer and you. You are 42 years old. You are the mother of three teenage girls. You are healthy, no medical problems. You are very energetic. You chauffeur the girls to all their various school functions. You have no medical problems. You don't take any medications. And then one day you're taking a shower and you feel something in your breasts. Or you wake up one morning and you saw a little streak of blood on your stool. And you go into your doctor and he checks you and he tells you that you have breast cancer. Or that you have colon cancer. The last thing you expected. You are healthy. You have no medical problems. Why should you have breast cancer? Why should you have colon cancer? Yes, I know my I have family history of breast cancer, or I have a family history of colon cancer, or I don't have a family history. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is you have cancer, and suddenly your life is in turmoil. Your doctor says to you, we're going to have to run all these diagnostic tests and that you are going to need chemotherapy and radiation therapy. And if you don't do it, you're going to die. You're going to be dead in 6 months. What do you do? Well, you're so shook up. Your family is so upset. They all say to you that you better get your chemo. Do exactly what the doctor says. Otherwise, Mom, you're going to die. So, you know, you do your research and you find out that on a study, 93% of oncologists, cancer doctors, said they would not give themselves chemo if they had a choice. But here they are telling you that you need chemo or radiation therapy. You do some more research. But, you know, all your friends and everyone tells you, you know, there are times when this people survive these things. I had a friend who had breast cancer and she's alive. They don't tell you about all the others that don't make it. They don't tell you that in the last 40 years that the survival rate for cancer is no better than it was in the 70s. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that despite all the modern technology, the cancer rate has not changed. The fact that we can now diagnose cancer a lot earlier than we were in the 70s, yet people are still dying at the same frequency. Now, why is that? Is it because we can't cure cancer? Or is it because we don't want to cure cancer? You know, there's a study that says the moment you're diagnosed with cancer, you are worth over $300,000 to the cancer industry. That's right, over $300,000 to the industry. So, what is the incentive of cancer society to get rid of cancer? What is the incentive? But you are healthy. And so you look around and you say, you know something? I'm going to go ahead and get the chemotherapy. So you go in to get the chemotherapy. And after you get the chemotherapy, you are shocked. Suddenly, you have no energy. You can't open your eyes. You can't get out of bed. You're nauseated, you feel miserable, you can't eat, You have brain fog. Suddenly, you feel awful. I mean, a week ago, before the chemo, you had cancer, but you were okay. Now you're not. Now, why is that? See, here's the key. Chemotherapy, it's like dropping a nuclear bomb on the United States to kill a fly. That's correct. You see, in your body, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body. And when your cancer is diagnosed, maybe you have 2, maybe 3 billion cancer cells, which is like a smidgen of the total cells in your body. Yet to get rid of those cancer cells, they subject your body to full body chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, toxic to your body. So not only do you kill some of the cancer cells, you also kill a larger portion of your regular cells. So you kill a whole chunk of your brain cells. What does that mean? Well, now you got brain fog. You kill your muscle cells. So now your arms and legs are weak. And now you can't eat because you need muscles to chew. You kill your heart cells. So now your heart is weaker. You kill some of your kidney cells. So now your kidneys don't function as well. You kill some of your liver cells. So now your liver cells doesn't detoxify your body as well as it used to be. And now your body gets more and more toxic. You kill your immune cells. What does that mean? Well, your immune cells is your troops. They are your army. And so when you kill your immune cell, when a virus or bacteria or fungus or parasite comes into your body, your immune cells are too weak to fight them off. As a matter of fact, people do not die of cancer. They die of the sequelae of cancer, the complications of cancer. And those are 1, malnutrition, and 2, sepsis or overwhelming infection. That's why cancer people die, not because of the cancer itself. If you left the cancer alone, didn't get the chemo, you would actually live longer than if you did get the chemo. So then now that you've had your first chemotherapy and you feel miserable and tired and run down and awful, and now you have to go for your second chemo shot, and you tell your family, I don't want to do this anymore. But they say to you, you know, if you don't do it, you're going to die. So mom, you have to do it. And you go and you get your second chemo. And now your symptoms are worse than the first one. Now you're even weaker than you were the first time. You have even more brain fog. You can't eat. And your body is going downhill. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Just want to remind you that you are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are discussing cancer and you. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. So getting back to you now. So you've gone through your second chemotherapy and you feel worse than your first time. And now you really tell your family and friends, I cannot do this anymore. But guess what? They're all on you. Mom, you gotta do it. That's the only way you'll cure your cancer. Well, you know, what they didn't tell you was this. Cancer cells love sugar. That's correct. Cancer cells love sugar. And so to kill cancer cells, number one, you need to take away the cancer cells' food source. And number two, you then need to have your immune system destroy the cancer cells. That's the best way to fight cancer. And by the way, doing that does not make the cancer industry $300,000. So what do we mean by denying the cancer cells just sugar? See, cancer cells grow faster than your regular cells because they gobble up all the sugar in your body. So if you cut out sugar and eat more low glycemic vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, those kinds of things, your cancer cells will starve. And when they starve, guess what they won't do? They won't multiply as fast, so they'll start growing slowly. So if you just did that, your cancer cells will grow slower and you will live longer, number one. Number two, strengthen your immune system. If you strengthen your immune system, which, by the way, the chemo destroys, you strengthen your immune system by giving your body the raw materials that your nutrition, that your immune system needs. More vegetables, more minerals, more vitamins, more B vitamins in particular, giving your body more energy so that your immune cells can now work better and now they can root out the cancer cells and kill cancer cells. You know, I tell my patients all the time, we all have cancer. Yes, because every day, thousands of cells in our bodies mutate. And when they mutate, they can become cancerous. The reason why they don't succeed is because our immune system goes in and destroys the mutated cells before they can become a problem. That's what happens. So when you have a good, strong immune system, you're more likely to survive. So now, diet is a great way of helping control cancer. But let's go back and talk a little bit about what happens when you do the chemotherapy. Remember I said it's like dropping a nuclear weapon on the United States because you want to kill a fly that's in the United States. That's what chemotherapy is. But you know, your body is incredible in the sense that your body is like a community. Your body is made of brain cells. Your brain cells are your directors. Those are your CEOs. They conduct things. They tell your body what to do. All right? Your heart cells, those cells help make the heart pump blood. Your lung cells, your lungs made of cells, those cells help your body bring oxygen to your body. Your kidney cells help your body detoxify, and it makes substances that your body needs. Your kidney cells help your body get rid of certain unwanted vitamins and stuff, minerals and stuff that's not needed. All right? And so your body has functions. In your body, your immune system is your troops. It's your police officers. Well, you also have garbage trucks that collect garbage. You have your lymphatic drainage that carries all the garbage out. And so in your body, you know, I want you to think about it. You get chemotherapy, and let's say out of that 100 trillion cells in your body, let's say the chemotherapy kills 5 trillion cells. Well, now you have 5 trillion dead cells in your body, sitting there. What would happen if there was 5,000 dead bodies in San Antonio? And there was no morgue to pick them up. And they just laid there. How would the city smell? Well, in your body, those 5 trillion cells that are dead, your body has to clean them up. They have to actually scrape them off the area where they are and put them in a garbage truck and dispose of them. Well, guess what? Chemotherapy killed a lot of the garbage truck cells. Those we call those macrophages. Those garbage truck cells were also hit by the by the chemotherapy. And so the garbage trucks are all sick in the hospital or dead. And so now they're supposed to pick up all the dead cells, and they themselves can't do it. So what happens to your body? Your body starts becoming toxic because your body cannot get rid of all the toxins that's there. And as you get more and more chemo, you have more and more dead normal cells, more and more dead brain cells, more and more dead immune cells, more and more dead heart cells and muscle cells and lung cells. And so as these cells die and they lay there, your body becomes toxic. I want you to liken that to someone who runs a race and they pull up lame because they said that they have lactic acid buildup. The lactic acid is a toxin. And because your muscles were moving so fast, your muscle created a lot of toxins, the lactic acid. And until you can remove the lactic acid from the muscle area, the muscle is not going to function. In other words, you need to detox the area before the muscle function. So in your body, when you kill all these healthy cells with the chemo, now your body becomes toxic. And what your cancer doctor will not tell you is that detoxing your body is tremendously important when you have cancer, because you have a lot of dead cells that are sitting there that needs to be removed. And detoxification is a process of removing anything that is going to be harmful to in the body from the body. All right, once again, I want to remind you that you're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. Our phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. We are talking about cancer and you tonight. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.time. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can check out the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. Well, we talked about some of the things that we can do to help fight cancer. Number one, deny the cancer cells its favorite foods, which is sugar. Number two, strengthen the immune system so immune cells can go in and destroy the cancer cells. Now, there are other things you can do, like giving your body more energy. Very important that the body has more energy. The more energy your body has, the quicker your body can fight for you and destroy the cancer cells. Vitamin C. B vitamins. Very important for patients who have cancer. High dose glutathione, phosphatidylcholine, chelation, hydrogen peroxide, ozone therapy, ultraviolet light radiation. Those are all things that can help you fight cancer. Well, let me just touch base on a few of these. Vitamin C, very important, because vitamin C to the cancer cells, vitamin C looks just like sugar, except for a tiny little difference. And so vitamin C to the cancer cells, that is a great source of food, it thinks. So when you take vitamin C, if you take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you're probably going to have diarrhea and feel miserable. So you can't really take a lot of vitamin C. And 3,000 milligrams is not enough to fight cancer. But you can get IV high-dose vitamin C, which is in the range of 50,000 to 100,000 to 125,000 milligrams of vitamin C, well-tolerated by your body, and that will help your body destroy cancer cells, because the cancer cells will preferentially take those into them, thinking they're sugar, and then once their body's full of the vitamin C, they cannot metabolize it, and the cells die. Number one, glutathione and phosphatidylcholine is part of the lipid exchange, helps your liver work better. Helps your body detoxify itself. Because when your body detoxifies, your body has more energy. It's the same thing like when you go out in the yard and you work out and you're sweaty and you feel miserable and you take a shower and lo and behold, right after the shower, you feel good. Well, that's what detoxing your body is. It's clean the toxins so your body feels light and relaxed and you have energy. So high dose vitamin C, glutathione, phosphatidylcholine, IV, hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide kills bacteria and viruses and funguses. And we can give that to you intravenously in the vein in a high dose, and that will help kill pathogens in your body. Ozone therapy. Ozone is what, you know, it's the same thing as when you go in a hyperbaric chamber. You go in a hyperbaric chamber because you have a sore on your toe and that's not healing because there isn't enough blood flow, not enough oxygen. You go in a hyperbaric chamber and that increases oxygenation to it. Well, ozone therapy, you can put it in the IV and that gives more oxygen to your body. Your body needs oxygen to make energy. It's a primary source of fuel for the Krebs cycle in your body. As a matter of fact, your body makes ATP. ATP is the compound of energy in your body. And in your body, in one day, your body makes about 500 million ATP molecules every single hour in your body for energy. That's what your body makes. And every one of those 500 million molecules require oxygen to do it. You know, you can live up to 3 to 4 minutes on oxygen, without oxygen, then you die. Because without oxygen, your body cannot function. Oxygen is essential for your energy. And so when you do ozone therapy, we give your body the oxygen it needs to get the energy it needs to make your immune system stronger and healthier. And now they have the energy to go and fight the cancer cells. But it also gives you energy that your brain can function better, so your heart can work better, so your muscles can do better. And so ozone therapy is very, very powerful for energy in your body. Ultraviolet light radiation, that's another way of delivering delivering energy to your cells. It does several things in your body. Ultraviolet light radiation helps the immune system. It helps modulate so they can kill cancer cells. It reduces any pathogens in the blood. It reduces inflammation. Inflammation means reducing toxicity, which is a cause of 80% of all medical problems. The UVL helps with that, ultraviolet light radiation. It helps the body make more energy, more ATPs in your body. It improves any wound that you have. It helps with the wound healing. It helps reduces pain in your body. It improves the circulation so your body can now get the white cells, your immune system to where the cancer is to destroy the cancer. So ultraviolet light radiation is very, very powerful for cancer patients. You know? So there's a lot of things that we can do to help fight cancer, but I can tell you this much. None of those things will make the cancer industry $300,000. So the cancer industry is not interested in any of those things. They're only interested in getting your chemo. And you know, after you've gotten your 10, 15, 20 doses of chemo, and you're pretty much dying, you have no energy, you say to your family, I'd rather die than go do another chemotherapy. Then they come to you and they say to you, you know, we have exhausted our thing and we can't help you anymore. Now you need to go to hospice because you only have about 3 months to live. That's what they tell you after they destroy you with your chemotherapy. That's when my patients show up. Because now that they no longer have any help, they come in for the IV nutrition, they come in to help on the proper diet and strengthen the immune system. But unfortunately, at this point, sometimes it's too late. If I can get these patients sooner than that, before they get all those chemotherapy, we can help a lot of cancer patients. But it's harder once you have gone down the road and have destroyed your brain cells, destroy your heart muscle, destroy your other muscles, destroy your kidneys and your liver, and now you have infections and you have all these other things going on, and because your system is destroyed by the chemotherapy, now it makes it a lot harder to take care of you with alternative treatments. But again, we still can help, but it needs to be much more aggressive, unfortunately, to do it. You know, cancer is something that affects any and everyone. It's a shame that our system does not want us to be healthy and is not geared to making us better. It's all about money. You know, in medicine, in allopathic medicine, we are trained to put band-aids on things. We don't get to the root source of things. We don't cure things. We put, you know, you get your high blood pressure, and they tell you that you're going to be on this medication for the rest of your life. And the moment you stop taking it, your blood pressure is high again. Yes, you still have high blood pressure despite the medication. You've not been cured. You have your diabetes. They put you on medicine. But the moment you stop taking the medicines, your diabetes is right there. It's not been cured. Unfortunately, we can take care of a lot of these things, except that we don't want to. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Once again, the show, The Truth Shall Set You Free, Grow Younger. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Thank you very much.